prophecy. I know it sounds truly crazy, and true, the vision's hazy. But I swear someday I'll be up in the sky, defying gravity. I'm flying high, defying gravity. They'll never pull me down. So if you can't find me, look to the as someone told me lately, everyone deserves the chance to fly. And if I'm flying solo, at least I'm flying free. To those who ground me, take a message back from me. Tell them how I'm defying gravity. I'm flying. And soon I'll match them in renown. And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me down.
Yeah, all right. That is Rachel Carew. And that's a great song, Defying Gravity, right there on WMAP. Speaking of Rachel Carew, it happens to be my next guest, and I'm so excited to get her back on. That is a great song. So she was a singer and a performer, and then got a calling, and now she's putting together these terrific trips and these different type of packages where they're like self-discovery retreat packages. And basically she's trying to help people find more purpose. And that's when Stepping Into More came about. So guys, with no further ado, it's my honor and privilege to welcome back to the program, Miss Rachel Carew. Rachel, what's going on?
Hey, great to be back. Thank you.
Hey, I don't know if you heard any of that song, but that's an awesome song right there, Defying Gravity.
Thank you. It's one of my favorites.
Me too. I you know, that was really a terrific song. I mean, when did that one come out?
That came out on the CD I produced, Stepping Into More, last year.
Oh, yeah? Where can people get that?
They can find that at cdbaby.com, either under Stepping Into More or by putting in my name, Rachel Carew, K-A-R-U.
That's awesome. So did you hear the, I played that song before, and then I'm definitely going to play it again. It sounded great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I kind of really dug that. So, all right, so let's get back to you, Rachel. Now, you're from Brooklyn, and as a kid, you moved a lot. Now, why did you guys move a lot?
My dad was an executive, so anytime he had an opportunity, we were moving.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And you talked a little bit the other day about your late great Aunt Rose, and she was the one that said that funny line. She said that you could sing before you could speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, she was a big, would you say, a mentor to you or someone that encouraged you?
Actually, she and I didn't have as much connection, but my grandma, who was my dad's mom, was a huge supporter and enthusiast. And actually, one of the great joys I had was when I reconnected to singing, I went to one of my first performances, and my grandma was still alive. And I was helping her go to the bathroom, and as I was escorting her to the restroom, she looked at me and said, "You're doing it. You're living your dream." And it just meant so much to me.
Wow. That is awesome. You'd love to hear stuff like that. So now you've done so much, and I'm going through this just to kind of get the listeners to get to know you a little bit, and it's just a really interesting story. So there was one thing I wanted to ask you. What happened when you did your first cabaret show?
Yeah, so I actually got the idea to create a cabaret show after I had won in an auction some singing lessons. I bid on some singing lessons, and I had just taken that workshop I had mentioned to you where I had a performance. And this was the first time I started performing after not performing for over 20 years. And when I showed the teacher the video of one of my performances, she's like, "What are you doing? You're a singer. Like, why aren't you singing?" And she asked, "Have you ever thought of parlor singing?" And I'm like, "What the hell is parlor singing?" So she said, "Oh, you can, you know, find a space and invite people and you can charge them." And I'd never considered this. So I gave it some thought, and I wasn't quite ready to charge people quite yet, but I felt like I needed to have a coming out party, if you would, because many people that knew me had no idea that I sang, and many that have known me for years knew that I did, but I didn't know. So a very lovely family friend let us use her home. She has a beautiful home, and I actually hired a piano player. I also created not only my set, but I invited a couple of friends to sing as well. And that was the start of me really beginning to stepping into more with my singing and with my creativity again.
And that's so interesting. But at the same time, you ran into a little bit of a problem, a little bit of a challenge along the way, because you were such a perfectionist and you had to have everything so perfect. Do you want to talk about what that felt like and what it was like to be such a perfectionist?
Sure. So, yeah, I am now a recovering perfectionist.
Okay.
Which is a lifelong journey, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, because of my perfectionism, I, as I mentioned to you last time we chatted, when I was 18, I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, didn't get into their second year program, and thought I must have zero talent, and really turned my back on performing for over 20 years. And anytime I'd attempt to sing, my arms would be glued at my side, and I would just be really freaking out and wasn't able to do it. So that perfectionism really got in the way of me being able to creatively self-express, not only through song, but it also held me back in really speaking my truth in many other areas of my life, or doing things at such a level that the result was great, but the process was painful, and I was never satisfied. So it's had lots of costs for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rachel, you keep talking and you keep telling me about stepping into more. Now, stepping into more was pretty much this personal journey for you. Do you care to expand on what stepping into more actually means to you? And can you tell us a little bit how this personal journey for you came out in the form of stepping into more?
Absolutely. Yeah. So a lot of the work I do with my clients is I use my personal journey as a means to really support me in coming up with my approaches and my process. And as a result of my journey, I have come up with the stepping into more system. And basically the system is the 5 steps that really support folks on reconnecting to and unleashing their purpose and passion. So the first step is how to unearth your purpose. The second is how to ignite your passion. The third is really clarifying, what's the link between your purpose and passion? Why does it even matter? Once you have that self-awareness, the 4th step is how do we move into meaningful action? And for me to keep that the person is really accountable to themselves. And then 5th is how to integrate lessons learned. So continually looking for, hey, you tried that out. What worked? What would you like to do differently next time? And really view every opportunity as a learning so that we could keep building upon it.
Gotcha. And one thing I wanted to ask you is what you're doing is, of course, I mean, it must take so much time and energy. And also you're a family woman, and you're a wife, you're a mom. How do you find the line between being so successful professionally like you are and having a family. What's the line right there? And then how did you find the right place? I mean, the right place on that line.
Once again, this is one of those lifelong journey type things. And actually, as I believe I mentioned last time we spoke, the way that I reconnected to my passion of performing and singing actually came about with a car accident. And ironically, I was on my way to facilitate a work-life balance workshop. And my life was feeling particularly out of balance, and I was running late and wound up getting in this car accident that led me into physical therapy, that led me to a flyer on the wall for this workshop called Joy of Singing, which I wound up taking and changing my life. And really the way I view balance, Casey, is not so much about, you know, sort of a standard definition of like equal weight on either side of a vertical axis or distribution, but really more the quality of life. And how do we have more integration? How do we have more harmony in our lives? And the only way to do that is to, A, be clear about your purpose, which ties into really knowing your values, your strengths. And once you have clarity around that, then balance is really all about being really conscious around what you're saying yes and no to, and recognizing that it's not going to be an equilibrium. Mm-hmm. There's no way, I call that superhero syndrome. There's mm-hmm. no way we can be perfectly balanced. So it's really about being intentional and mindful about what we're saying yes to and no to, and making space to really honor those foundational parts of who we are as part of that process.
I understand. Now, how do you get your clients to trust you, and how do you gain their trust? Is it a technique, or is it just something that you have that they can see?
Great question. So really my intention when working with somebody is to create a safe place for them to really be able to authentically express who they are and what they want. And so I just really make that effort, A, to let them reflect. So the journey starts by having them complete a self-discovery, stepping into more questionnaire. And then when we're actually on our first call together or our first meeting, if we're in person, I'm really a great listener, so I'm listening, I'm empathizing, I'm showing connections to what they're saying to really show that I'm very present with them. So that's definitely a piece. And the second piece is that I'm a believer that when we're willing to be a little vulnerable and share what I like to call the good, the bad, and the not so pretty, that it actually draws people in. And this is very contrary to my perfectionist side. So the perfectionism is all about putting a mask up. And, you know, if I can quote unquote look and act perfect, then it's really going to hide any fears, judgments, or shame that I might have about myself. But what it also does is it creates disconnection. It creates disconnection in me not being authentic to me. And it also creates disconnection with others because no one can relate to it because it's not real.
Right.
So I'm intentionally sharing sometimes, you know, challenges I have or my journey or struggles so that people can really see I'm human too and that I'm willing to be authentic with them. And that inspires people then to share more below the surface with me as well.
Hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Now talk about, because you're someone who is very driven and you pretty much always have been. Now, right now, what would you say your personal and professional goals would be? Because I know that you're working on rebranding your business. Can you talk about right now what your goals professionally and personally are?
Sure. So professionally, I'm really honing in, as you were mentioning, on launching Stepping Into More, my business. I have had my own business now for 16 years. And I recently shifted the focus to really be more in alignment with the type of work that I've already been doing for many, many years, which is around purpose and passion. So that's really what's on the horizon for me professionally, as well as continuing to, of course, be a wonderful coach and trusted advisor for my current clients. I'm also stepping into a professional role as being president-elect for the International Coach Federation.
Wow.
So that's a big role. It's a 3-year commitment.
That's huge.
Yeah, so that will be a big part of the coming year and my goal, and really being in service to the community and being able to lend my vision to that community. And then personally, my journey, as I've alluded to, as being a recovering perfectionist, continues to unfold. And I am really on a quest for allowing my creativity to surface without having expectations or any accomplishment associated with it. So, for example, instead of just saying, okay, I have to do a new CD, I have to create a show, and I'm really busy right now. I don't have time for those things right now as much as I love them.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, I decided, hey, I'm going to record a couple of songs just for the joy of recording. I'm taking musical improv right now, which is a wonderful experience for me to be present and in the moment and create songs in the moment, which really challenges my perfectionist. So really about how do I find my own journey and really allowing that creative self-expression to come forward, not because of any particular goal, but because I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I love helping my clients with as well.
Gotcha. Now, let me take you back a little bit. When you were starting this business, and especially as a very successful woman-owned business, can you talk about some of the challenges that you had while you were forming this very successful business?
Yeah, well, I think for any business owner, the big challenge is finding clients.
Yeah.
That's always the big challenge, especially initially. And thankfully, I had actually left an organization, Easton Sports, where I was their manager of training and organizational development, and I had created a corporate university there. And I just had a sense, an intuitive sense, that I had taken it as far as I could. And I wound up leaving that company and went to Transamerica. And at Transamerica, literally after my orientation, the day of my orientation, they announced that they were reorging the company and my position was being eliminated.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, it was crazy. And I could interview for a new role, or because this reorg was part of a merger, I could take a package. So for me, that was a sign from above that it was time for me to launch my business, which is what I've always wanted to do, and I was just about to finish my master's degree. So I went back to Easton, and Easton had never replaced my position, so they were one of my very first clients, and actually I became certified in a specific training approach when I was at Easton, and I wound up subcontracting for that company initially. So I became very resourceful in finding different ways to align with different companies and clients. And from there, really my business came from speaking. Because mm-hmm. once somebody sees me speak, they know whether they resonate with me or not.
Right. And how often do you do speaking engagements?
So that is something that varies all the time. So usually I like to have one or two engagements a month. So that's sort of the goal.
Mm-hmm. And now take me through, because everyone wants to kind of get behind the scenes when they hear someone who's successful and doing really well. So if you don't mind, take me and the audience through a typical day in the life of Rachel Carew.
That is a very challenging question, because every day it looks extremely different for me. There are some constants for me, including self-care. So usually at least 3 times a week I'm exercising, I'm meditating daily, taking care of my family responsibilities daily and making sure there's food and my son's doing his homework and all that good stuff. So those are constants. Other than that, it really depends. I usually have anywhere between 3 to 5 coaching sessions a day. I also facilitate workshops. So if I'm facilitating a workshop, I'm at the client site delivering a workshop. And then a lot of my time is spent really building relationships and looking for new opportunities. So it's sort of like during the week, I'm spending a lot of time either delivering work or looking for work. And then during the weekend, I'm preparing for the week ahead.
Yeah, that seems, that's the price you got to pay. If you want it, you have to be dedicated, that's for sure. Now tell me about some of these customized retreat packages that you offer. Can you talk to us about some of that?
Absolutely. Yeah, so I created what's called a self-discovery customized retreat package. And this is an opportunity for someone who really is ready to step into more sort of on steroids. Yeah, because, I offer coaching packages, so, that are usually 3 months or 6 months. The retreat, though, is a chance to really delve in deep and to work one-on-one in a very personalized and customized way. So what this includes is, first of all, that reflection piece I mentioned a moment ago by having clients complete the purpose and passion questionnaire. And we have a call prior to the retreat to go through the questionnaire and to really customize the client's agenda. Whether that be they're making a transition in their career, or maybe they've been a successful business person, but they're somehow feeling burnt out or empty, or maybe they've been so great at giving to others, but they're not so good at giving to themselves. So whatever the agenda is, we customize that together. And then the retreat day is a six-hour day with me where the client chooses where they'd like to meet in Los Angeles. So it could be their favorite spot. It might be a beach, it might be a park, it might be a nice hotel, or even their home. Mm-hmm. And I will meet them there, and they will get my undivided attention and time for an entire day. And then after the retreat, there are two follow-on calls to really help lock in the learning. And of course, then there's an option for additional support and calls if that's necessary for the client.
Gotcha. Now we're getting near kind of the end of us here, and I do want to give you the opportunity for people out there who are interested in getting information on any of these programs you're talking about, or information just on you. What's the best way? Say I want to get involved with some of your programs, your packages, and stuff like that. What's the best way for me to start doing that?
Terrific question. I encourage you and anyone else to check out my website, steppingintomore.com. And when you go to the website, there's some really nice offerings there, including a free guidebook that I call The 5 Keys to Stepping Into a More Empowered Life. So there are some information as well as reflective questions to start your reflection and self-discovery process. And there's also an offer on the website for folks that are really serious about exploring coaching. And if you're serious, then I am very open to offering a 30-minute complimentary session to learn more about you and what your goals are, and for you to get a sense of how I work to determine if it makes sense for us to partner together.
That's great. And also, where can people get that great album you just came out? You mentioned CD Baby. Is that where people can get that?
That is the best place to get it. And also, it is. I am on Spotify as well. But if you really want the full album, I definitely recommend going to cdbaby.com.
That's so cool. And, that was really a great song. I'll be playing that throughout the week. And before we go here, I tend to ask you this before, but you can never say it enough. Now, you're somebody who has had such an interesting life, and you've achieved so much, you've been successful with so many things that you've done, and there's a lot of younger people that are listening to the program and would love to be as successful as you or set goals and achieve them. What type of advice would you give to the younger people that are just starting out in any field that would like to be successful like you?
Terrific question. And really, again, thinking reflectively, I'm a big advocate of doing that self-discovery work and being really clear about purpose and passion. So having people discover, what are your strengths? What are the things that energize you? What are your values? And really using that information as a compass and a guide as you're navigating your career, as opposed to what most of us do, fall into roles due to happenstance and be miserable and then come see me like 10, 15 years into it going, I hate what I'm doing. How do I get out of this? You know, so really being clear on who you are and what's important to you, and using that as a guide to really be, again, intentional about what you're saying yes to and no to in your career, and knowing that you can trust that inner guide to really help support you and having a fulfilling career, because we spend a lot of time at work. So why not do something that you love?
Great, great, great interview, and really terrific. Guys, Rachel Carew, and what a terrific guest. And thank you for being one of the world's most amazing people.
Thank you so much, Casey. Great to be back on the show.
All right. We look forward to it. And I'm going to take you out with Defying Gravity by Rachel Carew. So everyone have a great holiday. And we'll be speaking with Rachel. You'll be hearing a lot more from her. So, Rachel, thanks again. And have a great holiday. And thanks for coming on the air.
Thank you.
Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. I'd sooner fight by gravity. Kiss me good.
Hey guys, I'm Casey Armstrong. This is WMAP, the world's most amazing people.